What kind of relationship do you have with your father? Your real father? It's often ambivalent, right? Because there was an element of him that encouraged you, hopefully, because without the encouragement of your father, man, the world is a dismal place.
Father, oh Father, I will follow you into the sunrise, days and nights. Father, oh Father, I will follow you into the sunrise, days and nights.
Right, welcome back. The Grogan and Brogan podcast returns for season 3. Season 2 was a good one.
Yeah.
One episode. It was, short-lived. But we're back, and we're not making any promises on whether this will be a regular thing. But, yeah, for now we're back anyway. And, Craig, how have you been?
Doing alright. We're in the middle of quarantine now at the minute. I'm kind of getting to the stage where, it feels like we're so close to getting out of quarantine, but at the same time, it feels like it's just going on for fucking ever.
I absolutely agree. We're not even that close, 5th of May. That's what, another.
It's 2 odd weeks. But.
Pox, we've already been in it a month or something, haven't we?
Been almost bang on a month since actual restrictions. 27th last month was when Leo Varadkar came in and was he's on lockdown. But even before that, there was 2 weeks before that of when only the light restrictions came in.
Hot take, this is worse than World War II.
I don't want to cop on now.
You're pushing it there. That's even coming from me.
My thought process was in World War II, at least you're allowed to see your mates,
Yeah, but World War II, people are fucking dying, left, right, and centre in war. It's just a lot. Right, nah, it's gonna sound very insensitive, but, it seems like the majority of people that are dying are people that are almost on their deathbed. It's not just that it's because it's the coronavirus that they're doing, but if they caught the common bleeding cold or the flu, especially in flu season, a lot of elderly people do die.
Yeah, that is true. A lot of the weaker people die.
Mm.
But there are, I have to say, it's worth noting that a significant amount of the deaths are actually healthy people, you know?
Is it?
Yeah, there are some, I've heard a few reports, even people who haven't had underlying health issues or anything like that, there has been a couple.
Was there any sign to be mad? I don't actually know, personally, anyone that has it. And I was asking her, do you know anyone that has it? And she was one of not our neighbours, but someone who lives around the corner from us, they actually do have it. I was alright, fair enough.
I do know a few. My great auntie has it, and she's 90s. She's 90 something anyway, so she's alright at the minute, and it's looking good, but it wouldn't be a total shock if she died. She's very old anyway, so it's kind of.
97 is she's an unreal age, but.
Yeah, madness. But anyway, moving on to lighter topics. We do like to keep it light. I was doing a little bit of looking back, right, and. I have to apologize to the fans of this podcast as we left yous waiting on something.
What?
Last time we posted a podcast, right, we were coming to the end of our leaving certs.
Oh, yeah.
I had physics and applied maths left, and you had German, physics, and account. And I can only imagine how the fans have been waiting just to hear how we did in those last few exams.
Out of them 3 tests, I... Pass one, I failed two. I'm not going to tell you which ones I failed. Might be a bit obvious, but yeah.
I straight up failed applied maths with just outrageously bad. And physics, I got a H7. Does that even count as a pass?
Yeah. I think so. Yeah, it does.
No, you get points, but it's not a pass. Or something like that. I can't remember. It doesn't matter. Fuck the live insert anyway.
Exactly.
But, yeah. So, isn't that mad? The last time we posted was leave insert.
Yeah, I know. We were on actually a mad at all at the start. Like, the first time we showed up, like, an episode, I was like, oh, yeah, we'll try it. And then there was like, yeah, we have one next week. Then we had a schedule, and then it was just kind of like every now and again.
It was mad for a minute.
I won't lie. We did record them, but, I was left to edit and I kind of fucked it up about a few months ago, so that's my fault.
It was actually a sick podcast as well, I have to say.
I can't even remember what it was about. I just remember how I fucked up the editing.
Your mom came in and was talking about...
Oh, it was about ghosts and shit, like, wasn't it?
Like psychics and ghosts and stuff. It was so interesting. It was just unreal, but sure... Listen, we might try and recover the footage someday.
It's not going to happen. I butchered it. I know exactly where I butchered it as well, but like, sure, look. There's been worse things. Me John Delaney rant is still missing.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That was legendary. And I'm actually very honoured I was the only one who got to witness that.
I genuinely think that could have gone viral. And like, Irish media. Have. Yeah.
Yeah, like, if... Irish, what is it? Irish Simpsons fans get a hold of that. It's gone. You would have had John Delaney resigning right at that minute.
That's probably the only time I've gone like on a proper rant. Like I remember, I was fucking sweating after it. Like I was fucking raging, and I didn't start once.
Mm. It was literally like 35-40 minutes long.
Wasn't that long now?
I thought it was like 35 minutes. I thought it was most of the podcast.
I thought it was like 20 odd minutes or something.
Oh, it might have been. But I had a lot of topics that I had out for that day.
And then that happened.
I wanted to speak about. And you just went on a mad one.
Yeah.
Anyway, maybe I have another topic that we can go on a mad one about. So... What you might have experienced yourself is that when you're with your family for so long, right, there's only so much things you can talk about.
Yeah.
And it's the same in our family. So the conversation gets a bit crazy at times, gets a bit wild, gets into uncharted territories, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, my brother came out with, and I have to say this is not the first time he's come out with this, but the conversation expanded. He has a strategy to save Ireland. And potentially the world if everyone adopts it.
Communism?
Are you listening? I think you'll like it, Craig.
Is it communism?
If you get by the murdering people, it's impossible to knock it.
What?
Yeah, well, I'll explain, right? So, what my brother says is that you should... Everyone lives a normal life until they're 65 years of age, right?
Right.
At 65 years of age... All of your money and all of your assets are taken off you by the government, and you are allowed to live for free in Ireland for the next 10 years of your life. Anything you want, whether you want to go out for a fancy restaurant every single night of the week for the next 10 years, that's on the government. Perfect. No bother. Done. Sorted. You want the Ferrari, we'll get you a Ferrari. Done. Sorted. But the catch is... You're not allowed to give inheritance because obviously the government has all your money.
Mm-hmm.
And you die, they just kill you at 75. Now, admittedly, right, everyone he's said it to kind of starts off going, what are you fucking talking about? You're crazy.
Yeah.
But,
I've heard worse, hear me out, right?
50% of the people in hospitals are over the age of 60.
Right.
So if you kill everyone from 75 and above, which is about like 20% or something, is 75-year-old and above, that you clear out 20% of hospital space. So you're cutting down the money. Any money that it costs to maintain elderly people... You're saving that. That goes straight back into the economy. Any millionaires that have money and turn over 65, the government gets all that money. And it can go back into funding other things. It's like, find one problem with it, other than killing people.
That's the fucking problem. It's a big problem as well. Like it comes down to humanitarian like rights. Like, I can understand where he's coming from. That like, it would. I don't know. Like, yeah, everyone else will be better off, but I don't think there should be just like a fucking age cap, where it's like, alright, your time's up, and just put a cap on the back of your head. I don't think that's right. But economically wise, it's probably good.
Like, it solves a lot of problems, right? So any food that the over 75s need, that is taken away. There's less food waste, there's less pollution, there's less overpopulation. It just, like, we're gonna have an issue in the next 100 years of too many people on this planet, too much pollution, too much food waste. Oceans are in the shitter. Something needs to happen. And I'm not even saying, I should put this out there, disclaimer, I'm not in support necessarily of this. What would you even call it?
Because that was going to be my question. I was going to say, if someone came to you and offered you this and you could say yes or no, what would you say?
Listen, right, we were having this debate in my family, right, and the general consensus was, makes a lot of sense, but you just can't be killing people.
Yeah, exactly.
And then I came to Lauren's house, and Lauren was like, yeah, why not?
No thought about it, just, yeah.
Fuck the killing people,
fuck
yeah.
Fuck the old people.
Lauren's sister was like, sure, why would you want to live to 75 anyway?
See, I have that kind of view. Like, my ma hates talking about death or even thinking about it. But I'm like, if I can live to, like, 70, that's a grand old age. I wouldn't mind just croaking it then.
Listen, I don't know what I'm going to get, right? Because my grandmother at the minute is 99, still kicking it.
The Celtic rebel.
Oh. She was born in 1920. That's crazy.
That's mental.
The first season of Peaky Blinders was in 1919.
Fucking hell.
Like, how that just blows my mind. But then my granddad died when he was 55. So, God knows what the genes have in store for me.
Possible coming. See, like, my nanny, my ma's side of the family, my nanny and my granddad are 60-odd, same with my dad's side, so both of them are still alive on each side, so I don't, having a breeze at the minute, like, what's in store for me. But I've always said, if I can get to a decent old age and, like, live a good life, I don't give up bollocks by then. Like, there's nothing else to do. Like, obviously, when you get older, I'm sure, I'll probably change my mind, and like, I'll be like, oh, I want to see my grandkids grow up and everything, but like, at the same time, as long as I've lived like a happy enough life, and a life that I kind of like, as long as I've, how do I even put this word?
What is a decent age for you?
I'd be happy to go at 70.
70?
Yeah, 70, 75. I'd be fucking delighted to see 80.
My granny, my other granny, is 80.
Yeah.
And she's, like, full of life.
Yeah.
And I'm, like, I'm thinking, right, because all my family have always, like, I'm the second youngest in all of my family, both sides.
Right.
And, like, I have a 50-year-old cousin or something. So my family have been, like, crazy old all my life. So people being 80 is not weird to me. But then I come to Lauren's side, right, and she was, like, I remember when we first started talking and stuff, and we were talking about family or whatever, and I was like, oh my god, I have a granny who's 80.
Yeah.
She's like, 80, what the fuck? Like, that's crazy. Like, her granny's 67. Mad. But it's like, that was never, like, 80 was, like, old enough, but it wasn't like, jeez, that's crazy. Whereas to her, it was like, holy shit, 80's mad. And if my granny's listening to this, I apologize for revealing your age, but, you know, points have to be made.
Like, I mean, nanny is 60-odd. Now that I'm saying 70, 75, if I look at me nanny, I still do. I wouldn't want her to go at 70, 75, but that's just probably the mindset that I have.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
It's quite, I'm not saying you're selfish, but it is a selfish point of view. to be like you see is 75 as a good age, whereas if your nanny died at 75, you'd probably feel she had a few more years left in her, you know?
Yeah.
I know I do. Like, I think my granny could get 10 more years.
But what age would you be happy to go at?
Listen, if I anything past 80, I feel like I've done all right.
Yeah. Like, 80's a class age.
But even then, I wouldn't be, like, I wouldn't be shocked and horrid if I lived till 100, like, you know?
100's just a fucking weird number to think about, to be able to live till that. That's just weird. Like, 80, fair like, enough, you hear a lot of 80-year-olds, but you don't hear many, like, 100-year-olds.
Like, imagine, like, we would live, if we lived till over 100, we'd live from the year 2000 to the year 2100.
It's fucking weird.
That's crazy. Like, my older granny, 1920 to 2020, that is ridiculous.
It's fucking mad, I can only imagine the things that she's seen.
Yeah.
It's mad, like, even me granddad, like, my granddad used to tell me how he used to be a milkman, he used to go around on, like, horse and cart. And I'm like, fucking hell, that was ages ago. But then you think about it, I'm like, that wasn't really that long ago.
You know, it's a bit mad as well, right? My older granny got married the year the war ended, the Second World War.
Yeah.
And my other granny was born the year the war started.
Oh, that's weird. That's fucking yeah, spooky madness. Shit.
Spooked.
So back yeah, that's to...
my family's mad old.
Back to your brother being fucking Stalin. Yeah. There.
Killing old people. What are you saying?
I don't know. It's fucking weird. That's my take.
I tell you now, that man could actually run as a politician. He has charisma. Because I did not sell what he was offering just there. He sold it. I swear to God, I was kind of going, jeez, what if we do kill the old
Which
people?
Brother is it?
And then you're Fionn, my oldest brother. All PhD right. boss man.
Fair.
He'll be Dr. Fionn in a fucking couple of years. God help us all.
Yeah. I don't know. I can understand where he's coming from economically. But, as I said, like, I don't Listen, think he should just have a fucking age cap on life.
Yeah, when you put it like that.
It's like you reach, like, max level or something. It's like, yeah, right, fuck you, you're gone. Like, it makes no sense.
And he was saying, like, the beauty of it is, doesn't matter how rich you are, you can't buy your way out of it.
Yeah.
But that's one life thing in general. He was
at
like,
the end of the day... You're gonna croak at some time or another,
can't you?
Like, you don't know when. Like, I could croak it now. I could croak it in 80 years. Like, that's the whole point of life.
Like, there's a benefit you go. Would you rather not know when you die or know the date of your death? Like,
I'd rather not know.
You'd rather not know?
No. Because if you knew, you'd be fucking thinking about it constantly. But at the same time, some people might be like, oh, I'm gonna live my life to the fullest because I only have this amount of years. But, like, it's fucking life. If yeah. you're rich or yeah, poor, no matter what, you're going to die at the end of the day sometime.
Another good area of this, like, kind of life, I don't know, what would you even call it? This ideology, I guess, would be that even if you're poor from the ages of 0 to 65, once you hit 65 to 75, you can live as a rich man. Everyone gets at least 10 years as a rich man.
Yeah. I don't know. I'll need to hear from the big man. You're not selling this properly.
Yeah. I feel like you and him would have a good point together.
Well, after quarantine, we'll see what happens.
Imagine me chilling over in Scotland and you, like, sitting there having a pint with me, brother.
Could happen. You never know.
Could happen. Do you know what? If you roll down to the Harbour Bar.
Oh, definitely.
Harbour Bar on a Friday, you'll catch him.
We'll see. I was only just thinking there, when you were saying about that, like, it doesn't matter what, if you're a millionaire or not, like, I think quarantine's kind of putting a lot of materialistic things into perspective, because...
It doesn't really matter at the end of the day, does it?
Yeah, like, people are fucking, it's pissed me off with, like, all these fucking bollocks, like, IGTVs and everything. I know some people are doing it because... It's just something to do, but, like, it's fucking stealing my head in. Like, everyone, like, this is how I do this, this is how I do that, but, like, oh, look, I bought these online, I bought this off this. It doesn't matter at the end of the fucking day. Like, the quarantine is, I wouldn't say it's humbling. It's just, I've kind of took a step back and been, like, a lot of shit that I...
Nothing really matters.
Yeah, a lot of shit that I thought that matters, it really doesn't at the end of the day. Like, it means fuck all.
To be fair, I see what you're saying, but I think I take a different point of view. The way I see that, the people doing the IGTVs, like
that,
even
that
us
was
doing
just,
this podcast.
Sorry, yeah, that was just me rambling. Like, I meant to say one thing, but like, you know the way me mind works, I don't fucking understand. What I was meant to say was, I'll get back to the IGTVs because I don't want to fucking rant about that. What I was meant to say was that, like, a lot of materialistic things just being put in perspective that they don't mean fucking anything. Because, like, I'm trying to find, like small things. Because I can't fucking leave me gaff, I'm trying to find, like, small things throughout my day that, like, kind of make me feel happy. Do you know what I mean? Like, if that's, like, listening to a podcast or, like, listen to a good album, like, it's just small stuff like that.
Yeah, something that I have noticed, right? It was grand in the first few weeks of quarantine. I had loads of college work to do, and I could just get one thing done every day, you know? I felt good.
Yeah.
You accomplished something, you did something, you know?
Yeah.
But since then, the last week or so, I finished all my assignments, I've submitted them, I have nothing to do. And that is when I start going, like, oh, like, this is shite. It's just not fun, you know?
Yes. I was talking to my mom and my dad, like, they were saying that, and I've even noticed the past week, as you said, it's kind of like it's really getting to people the past week. Whereas, like, I know the first 2 weeks that we went on to, like, not actual lockdown, we could still go places, like, we were going on hikes and everything was grand. But when we went on actual lockdown, there's, like, a 2 kilometer fucking radius that you're not allowed to leave. People are getting through it and through it, but it's, as you said, the past week, it's just, it's fucking, it's getting to people, like, I know as well.
Yeah. Yeah, it's tough. It's, for me, anyway, I don't know about you, but for me, like, with my college course, because it was a lot of creative stuff, I could kind of, like, flex my creative muscles.
Yeah.
And that was good for me. I need to be able to do that in just general day-to-day life. And because I'm in here, like you suggested to me, like, take my camera out shooting a few pictures. That's actually a good idea, something I actually didn't think of. But like this podcast, even, for example, I can now go and edit this, and that's something I can do.
Yeah, it's just finding things
to kind of fulfill
to,
something.
Yeah, it's finding things to, like, fill your day with.
Mm.
Like, I'm getting
For me personally, I just need that kind of creative aspect of just anything, just create something, you know?
Yeah, rather than if it wasn't like the course you had, like, say you had like business and you just have to sit down and write an assignment. That's
just
like
tragic,
to the,
like,
fucking point, rather than, as you said, trying to be creative.
Yeah, just no fun at all. That's where a lot of people, I mean, this isn't exactly groundbreaking stuff I'm saying here, but a lot of people do fall down in skill because there's just not enough of the creative side.
Yeah, definitely. I think, like, fucking Department of Education definitely have to have a look at the leaving cert and change it sooner rather than later. I just don't think the system that they have in place is just working, and I don't think it is going to work. That's just me personally.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just, it's tough to find a balance that fits everyone, you know?
Yeah,
I do have
a
little bit of sympathy for the Board of Education and whatnot, but it's tough to find a blanket that goes over everyone, you know?
But I don't think you're never going to be able to please everyone. But you're going to have
to try
and please the majority.
I think back in the day, before there was so much room for creativity, it did fit the majority to teach like they do now.
The thing that pisses me off now is, like, the leaving cert. It's, like, straight to the point. It's, like, you do this, you do that, and that's it. And, like, your grade in a test determines what course you're going to get into. I think something more, like, what they're doing now with the junior certs, like CBAs, like classroom assessment, rather than putting fucking all the pressure onto one massive test that's going to determine the rest of your life, like continual assessment where it's how much work you're putting in constantly, I think something like that should be brought in. And I think it will probably in the leaving cert in the next few years, because I know they're bringing it into the junior cert now.
Yeah, especially that they have it in the junior cert but they don't have it in the leaving cert. That doesn't make sense to me.
But I think the junior cert is kind of like a trial run for the leaving cert now. I think that's why they've brought the CBAs into that.
Like, but it's been there for, what, like 3 or 4 or 5 years now. Yeah. Like, it's time to start acting on it.
Look, I just... It makes no sense whatsoever to me that they're always banging on about, students' mental health and everything. But yeah, the Leaving Cert puts the biggest amount of fucking pressure ever on most people.
Mm.
And then it's like, oh, well, you done bad, that's your own fault, you didn't put enough work in. But, oh... We were promoting mental health, so we're okay. Like, we've covered our back. Like, it's a load of bollocks. Like, if they really did genuinely care about students' mental health, they would have looked at the system by now, knowing that it's not fucking perfect, and tried to change it.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's just my
So, point, anyway.
What do you think, though?
Back to...
Oh, sorry, go on.
I was just going to say, case in hand, if you think we should kill the old people, tweet us. At Grogan on Brogan.
I want to hear Sean Higgins' thought process on this. Because he's Sean a bit Higgins of a ruthless bastard.
Yeah. It will be interesting to get the general consensus. I'd love to... I might... If this becomes a regular thing, might get me brother on. Speak about it for a second. Yeah. So, well, that's one topic done. Do you have anything you want to talk about?
Yeah. Fucking Brits. The Brits and the NHS. Right? First of all, okay. Boris Johnson, fucking dickhead. I'm about to remember another thing. Boris Johnson, Donald Trump, two fucking dickheads, right? Donald Trump came out earlier on and said, inject disinfectant and bleach because it is known to kill the virus. What a fucking thick bastard, seriously. He wants the people to inject bleach. This is the president of the United States. Inject bleach and disinfectant because it's known to kill the virus.
I mean, you just have no words. Like,
seriously, this has to be a joke. The United States is fucked at the minute. Because you have Trump and then you have Joe Biden. Joe Biden, like, mentally is just breaking down. Like, he's gone senile. Have you seen any of his interviews or anything?
I've seen little bits on Twitter, but I haven't really taken notice of them.
He's just, like, rambling. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Like, they'll ask him a question and he'll just say something, like, completely different. Like, cognitively, he's just fucked. Then you have Donald Trump, so it's like... like, what do you do? Both of them are just as bad as each other. Back to Boris as well. What a fucking stupid bastard. Like, he was coming out saying, oh, yeah, I was down in a hospital so-and-so, shaking hands with coronavirus patients, and then he catches the virus. Like, he's like, continue shaking hands. What a thick bastard. Like, who are... Like, these people are actually running countries. Seriously.
Like, major countries.
Major countries. So-called great countries, but, my opinion, two of the dumbest countries ever. Then this whole clap for the NHS stuff. Fair enough, clapping from your door, alright, do whatever you want. But did you see the video of them standing on...
Clapping on the bridge.
On the bridge. Yeah. They're supposed to be social distancing. They're all standing beside each other clapping. How stupid can you be? Genuinely, how stupid can you be?
Did you see Gemma O'Doherty as well?
Oh, she's
a different kind of worms.
She's a freak, she is. Seriously.
it's different level of just... It's just, like, it's straight up, like, even if you didn't think that this coronavirus was as deadly as it is, or you could... herd mentality, whatever, blah blah blah, why fucking take the risk anyway? Like, it just doesn't make sense to me. And the people in America who were like, oh, it's illegal to have us quarantining, why would you want to be out in the first place? Like,
people in America, I've seen them, are protesting. They're like, we want to go back to work, like, chanting. It's like, so they want to go back to work and die. Have you seen the healthcare system they have in America? You break your leg, it's dumb, like fucking dumb. $50,000, like, straight away. It's like, oh. So they want to go out there, work, put themselves at risk, and then cost. So dumb, seriously. And as well, actually, Leo Varadkar, he's starting to fucking piss me off. He was doing all right at the start. He was handling okay at the start. And then he was always, at the start, it was like, oh yeah, we'll get through this together. And now his tone has changed completely. As soon as how long has it been since we don't have a government now? A month? Over a month?
couple of months, yeah, two months or something.
Yeah. Do you know how at the start he was all like, all talking fucking bollocks, like whispering sweet nothing? Now his tone has completely changed because he knows that Sinn Féin aren't going to get into government, so him and Micheál Martin are licking the hole out of each other. His tone has completely changed. It's like, oh, this could go on for months upon end and we're going to have a really bad crash. And we are going to have a bleeding really bad crash with the recession. It's coming. But, like, he doesn't give a bollocks. He's just, him and his mates are going to snap up about 3 or 4 more gas and just keep renting.
Did you see Green Party giving them a tough one?
No.
They wanted to, so, obviously, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael are trying to coalition, right? And they asked for the, because they need another party to prop them up. So they asked Green Party, and Green Party said, yeah, that's grand, we'll go in with yous, but Eamon Ryan has to be Taoiseach.
Right.
Yeah, so they were just, like, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, neither of them want that, you know?
But, like, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, I think it was I think it's Fine Gael. All of a sudden now, they've basically robbed all of Sinn Féin's policies, where at the start they were saying, oh no, this can't be done. No, I don't know why Sinn Féin are saying this. This is just impossible. But now they've robbed all of their policies. It's fucking stupid. I'm sick of this bollocks. I don't understand how the country, like, how many years has it, it's been almost a century since a Sinn Féin government, like Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, have constantly been together. The country has only gotten worse. How have the Irish people not just copped on and thought, oh wait, it's not, oh yeah, we'll vote them back in again, they might change this time. No, cop on, seriously. I hope in the next election that Sinn Féin throw out about 1,000 fucking politicians and just sweep the floor with them.
There you go. You heard it here first. I still don't know about politics, I have no idea, so I'm not going to try and sway anyone one way or another if I don't fucking have a clue myself.
I will. Vote Sinn Féin. There you go. Merely for Taoiseach.
Craig's opinions are Craig's opinions on his own, and I do not.
Fuck you. You're supposed to back me up.
No, I back you up, Craig. I'd follow you. If you said jump, I'd say how high.
Lovely. Respect that.
I'll tell you one thing, though. Yeah. As soon as all this quarantine and stuff is over, I'm applying for Eggheads, Pointless, Tip and Point to Chase. The quizzes are being banged out, right?
Ready?
I've 2 second places and 1 first place so far.
On what now?
2 family quizzes and then 1 mates quiz from college.
Alright,
fair. So I have one coming up tomorrow. I'm not actually partaking in this one. I wrote this one.
Free.
So I could even, like, I could be the quiz master. If Eggheads are looking for a new quiz master, listen, just slide me a DM. I'll only do it if Craig gets to come with me. Gotta keep my boy with me. But yeah. So I'm just slapping out the quizzes, Craig, I have to say.
I haven't done a single quiz yet. No.
Outrageous. Get you in on my family quiz.
Nah, I don't know. Too good for it. I'm saving myself for a back page quiz. Telling you.
Yeah, I've never been to a famous back page quiz.
Gin and Tonic Loyal. Me, Padder, Troy. I think it was me, Padder, and Troy. We cheated the whole time. Still came second. We lost by a point. But you know what? We had fun. That's all that matters.
A few Gin and Tonics on the way, huh?
Oh, definitely. Have you actually... Oh, yeah, you've been drinking a lot, haven't you?
Thanks for outing me like that. Sorry. But but yeah, a fair bit of whiskey has been drank, I have to say.
I haven't really drank at all. I don't know why.
It's just... Like, it hits 5 o'clock and you're like, what else is there to do?
Yeah, I suppose. Oh, no. Honestly. I don't think... Oh. Do you think we're going to 5th of May? Do you think it's going to open back up again?
No.
No?
I don't know. Definitely, it won't just be restrictions off. They'll drip feed it.
Yeah.
And pubs, you can kiss good luck to a summer of pubs.
I'm not even a big drinker, but like, I am missing the pubs. It's just going out and like having a few points with your mates. It's just the socialism bit of it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to get fucking gargled day and night. It's just the odd weekend, you know? Hard week of work. Yeah. Get to go and have a few points with your mates.
Yeah, I have to say, it's good fun. It is good fun. And, like, I would be drinking with my family in the pubs. And I do miss a bit of the crack up there. Definitely. Sometimes.
Oh, off topic, did you see that there's rumours that the Nike Air Yeezys might be bringing brought back out?
Nike Air Yeezy?
Yeah.
Surely not, though. Like, yeah, I thought Kanye had a big falling out.
Yeah, he did, but I think Nike on the rights. No, it's only rumours now at the minute, but, like, I don't think they should.
No. No.
It's fucking stupid. Someone said maybe if they brought it out as an off-white collab, then that would be probably acceptable, but I don't think they should. It's just like, what's the fucking point?
I think it'd be even worse with an off-white collab.
Yeah. Off-white's dead at the minute. That's, it's just too much fucking...
Like, that's just rubbing salt in the wounds, I'd say. Like, there's no point. Sure, look. Anyway. So, Craig, what have you been up to in quarantine? Give me your... What's your quarantine talent?
Quarantine talent?
Yeah.
Fuck off. Really. I've been working out. I try to do that every single day.
Yeah, that's what I meant to ask you. How's getting wham? Wham with Craig?
Wham workout. We're getting there. Slowly but surely, but we're getting there.
I'd love to see it.
Today was the actually first day in like 2 weeks that I didn't do a workout. Just because I wasn't. Like, I woke up late and I was just having a bit of shit down. I was like, yeah. Fuck this bollocks. I was like, I'll deal with
it. I rate that though.
Yeah, you right, have yeah. to. Like, if we're in quarantine, you have to just have it every an old day off. What else am I doing?
Absolutely. Few gym and sonics now.
Yeah, treat yourself. Yeah. Few no, I'm telling you, Aldi, 150 gin and sonics. Little cans, banging.
You see, the cans, they use actual measures, so like, what's the point?
Yeah. Big alcohol, use actual measures. Because you use fucking point glasses.
You get about, what, 3 drinks out of a bottle?
Oh, yeah. Been out taking pictures, but I have nowhere to get my
actually,
fucking phone.
Actually, I have to say, some of the ones you took before quarantine, your last batch, sick, unreal.
Oh, yeah. I feel like an imposter. I feel like I'm just getting lucky taking the picture. You know what I mean?
You can't get lucky that many times, Craig. Tell you now.
Take
it from a man who's taken a lot of shit pictures.
Thanks. Yeah, there's 2 rolls there finished. I don't even know what's on the first roll. Second roll is a few of the lads. There's a fucking absolute GM picture of Dottie Maloney on a bike. I'm not going to say anything else other than that. When it comes out, when I get this thing printed, it's getting fucking... like printed out on me wall if it comes out good.
I'm very excited. You know, you can probably get, do you get your films back, your negatives back? Yeah, you can probably get them like printed on a canvas or something.
Oh no, I can. Yeah,
that would be sick.
Yeah, but I haven't taken a picture that's good enough yet.
Yeah, you know, it's tragic.
What?
All my negatives are in the college, so I can't even get them back. Any of the sick photos I took.
Yeah, that's a stinker.
Yeah, no, it's upsetting, but...
Once I get out of quarantine...
You know, what can you do?
Gonna fucking rally through rolls of just pictures of all my nights.
I was looking... You know that you tagged me in a thing? For those who don't know, all things going well, I'm moving to Scotland next year. Moving to Ayr to go to college. Thank you. But that you sent me a thread of some guy who moved from London to Glasgow, and he said it was the best decision he ever made. But some of the pictures were so sick.
Yeah, fucking thing. You follow Thomas Lindy, I think it is, on Insta.
Yeah.
Do you know how I'm gonna go?
Yeah, I think I do.
He lives in Scotland, and like, he's a photographer. He takes a lot of pictures for
New Balance,
yeah, big New Balance collector. He takes some fucking banging pictures of like the Highlands. I'm like, Jesus, that's a fucking Like, it is a beautiful place. I know a lot of people talk shit about it and just say, like, it is, like, where I was, it's very similar to Dublin and Ireland, but...
Even worse, like, in the Highlands, because obviously, like, mountains and stuff cause rain. It's just madness.
But some of the fucking pictures he takes are banging. Like, it wouldn't...
Yeah.
Like, if you showed me the picture, you wouldn't be able to think that, jeez, that's from Scotland.
Yeah, I'm proper proud of my Scottish heritage.
Are you excited for it?
Oh man, you don't even understand.
Are you nervous?
Like the independence of it. I'd be lying if I said I wasn't a little bit nervous. But you know, I'm doing a new college course, new life, new city, new country. All on my own. Obviously, I have backup plans. I have safety nets all over the place. You know, so I'm good, but. I just, anything I do, I want to succeed, you know?
That's the proper mindset.
So that the only thing that I'm nervous about is just having to go home, you know, or something if I don't like, or if it doesn't work out, you know? Like, other than that, I'm just excited.
But that's not necessarily a bad thing. At least you know you can go out there and give it your all, and hopefully not if you don't end up liking it. At least you know you can come back here.
Yeah, that's like, it's not like I'm getting kicked out or anything. There's always like, I'm always welcome, you know?
There's always a room in my cafe, don't worry. I always tell them that's that.
I'm a grog and a heart.
Yeah.
Can we just move back, right? Because I was just thinking about the last podcast, the ghost podcast that never came out.
Yeah.
A story has interested me for a while, right? Since you told me, and it's how three separate members of your household seen the same figure individually.
Oh, the girl downstairs in the kitchen?
Yeah. Tell us the story about that.
It was me and my dad have seen it. I don't know if my ma has seen it as well. Did she say she's seen it on the last time?
I thought she said she's seen it.
Maybe she has. I know me and my dad have seen it.
No. You know what it was, right?
Oh, it was my nanny's
you
scarf.
You didn't know, I knew that one as well, that's a mad story, but the girl downstairs, right, you didn't know your ma had seen it, which freaked me out even more.
Oh.
Because it wasn't like something that you have just been told and she just went along with it. She said it and you didn't bring it up.
I didn't know that now. Maybe, yeah. Like, I definitely have fucking shit memory on my own for that. But I know me and my dad have definitely seen it. Yeah, it's just... I've seen some little girl standing down in the kitchen. Like, if you know my house, like, say I'm coming, walking down my stairs, my kitchen is, like, on the far left of the hall. Like, I have a longish hall, and, like, I remember just seeing, like, a little girl there and just fucking shit myself and ran back upstairs. Now, this is, like, when I was, I don't know, maybe 9, 10. But my dad's seen the same one. Well, you said that my ma has. I'm sure she has. Then, as well, there's... Like, my dad, when he used to live in Poppentry, he has some fucking scary ghost stories. He said one of his close mates seeing a banshee in Poppentry Park. Now, Poppentry Park's known for fucking, being pure haunted. Like, this is when, back in the days, when it was just fucking fields. Down in my nanny's house, my ma, like, I don't remember, so I was too young, but my ma said that I came downstairs and said to her that there was a lady upstairs, and my ma was like, there's no fucking lady upstairs, and she was described the lady to her, and apparently, like, I described it perfectly of being me ma's nanny, which is a bit spooky.
That's crazy.
I think she said she just took me and walked out of the phone because she shit herself as well. But still, I don't know where ghosts real. It's too fucking knows. Do you believe in ghosts?
I've never seen one,
right.
So my conscience says no, like,
so what, just, until you see one then you'll believe it?
That's what I'm saying. If I see one, I'll believe it. I have an open mind to it, put it that way.
True.
But as of right now, I don't believe it. But then again, I don't, anyone who's ever told me, like, Lauren's told me she's seen a ghost, you've told me you've seen that little girl,
but like,
I don't think yous are lying to me.
But even though I've seen that, I'm not like 100%, I'm like, oh, ghosts are real. Like, even though I've seen it,
it's not that I'm like preaching it. I still have mine. Like, I don't know. Because I feel like your mind can play tricks on you.
So, when you seen the girl, right, had you known that your dad had seen it before?
No. Not until the next day when I said it to him, no.
Right. Okay, that's a bit mad then. Because if you had seen it, you might have been, like, subconsciously thinking about it and just your mind played a trick on you.
Yeah, no, like, do you know when you're, like, you're walking up the stairs and you're turning off the lights and you think fucking something's following you? But you still walk up the stairs like a hard man just so, you know, like, so it doesn't mess with you. Or the same way, like, people don't stick their two legs out of the duvets. Like, it's little shit that. Like, when you close your eyes, like, you think that, like, you could look at your fucking wardrobe and think it's, like, a ghost or some shit. So I don't know, because I do believe the mind can play tricks on you. Even though I have seen that little girl, I'm still not, like, 100% that ghosts are real. Maybe if I experience something now at this age again, I'll be like, all right, fair enough.
Yeah.
But at the same But at the same time, I don't see, like, I didn't know about the little girl before me died. Like, I don't see why I'd just be like, oh yeah, I seen a little girl. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, there's no reason for your mind to play that trick on you.
Yeah.
And the coincidence of it just happening to be a little girl as well, and your dad having the same mind trick being played.
Like, I always hear some fucking weird shit in my gaff, like, all the time. Like, I do hear, like, late at night, I do hear, like, someone, like, running up the stairs and shit. And, like, everyone's in bed.
That's mad. That's mad. Yeah. Lauren had a story that she seen a man with, like, in, like, robes, and he had a lot of ropes around him and, like, slashes on his body. Jeez. So, like, googled it, and it turned out to be, like, Saint Michael or something.
And what's he, like, tied to?
No, it wasn't. He wasn't tied. It was just ropes around his body.
Oh, alright.
And she, like, just seen him on her landing.
I'm fucking so spooked at the minute. I keep thinking something's behind me now because I'm not been talking about this shit. Fucking hell.
Nah, I just really want, just if I have one paranormal experience, then I'm sold. But until I get that, I just can never fully believe it, you know?
Yeah, fair.
I don't know. What about psychics? What, are they...
Bullshit. Well, I think it's bullshit.
Bullshit?
Yeah.
You think it's bullshit, even though your own mother has gone to them and believes them?
Yeah. I don't know. But the fucking...
So many
the story you told me about, I think it was Lauren. Or was it Lauren's mom or something? Now, that's fucking weird, that story.
What one was it?
Remember, it was like, oh, you'll... Oh, fuck. I'll have to go back on the recording. Remember, it was like... Either Lauren or Lauren's ma went to see a psychic, and they were like, oh, so-and-so will... Is it someone will die in a certain amount of days, or you'll... in? She gave, like, a mad exact date.
It was, you'll get an opportunity
in
this and this day, right? Make sure... You take the opportunity. And she got an opportunity, and it was the job she's in right now.
See, that was weird because she gave, like, such a, like, specific date where it's just kind of weird. Like, obviously, the probability of that is fucking mad high. But at the same time, you're like, ah, oh, that's a bit fucking spooky.
Yeah, it's just... I'm so spooked at it, you know?
See, I think psychic's a lot of bullshit. I think they're, like... They've like trained to like look for things. I don't know. I just don't I don't know.
I've just heard so many stories. Again, it's something I need to experience for myself. And if they tell me something that I deem as being impossible for them to know.
Yeah.
Like, I've heard a lot of things about like people's names being said who are dead and recently like said.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's just mad. Like, actually, Lauren's mom was telling us about one that she went to just randomly.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't... It was, like, across the road from a pub or something. And she and Lauren's dad had just gotten engaged. But she took off her engagement ring and gave it to her cousin who she was with and put it on. And they went in and the psychic was like, oh, I sense... I have a spirit in the room. It's... I can't remember who the actual spirit was. But they're telling me someone's getting married. And obviously, Lawrence Mam's cousin had the ring on, but she was like, it's not you, it's you, like Lawrence Mam. And somehow she managed to know that, you know?
What, Lawrence Mam was trying to fucking juke her?
Yeah.
Trying to make
she called it out. She called
it out. You stupid bitch, you don't even get married.
Yeah, but she called it out.
That's a bit weird, yeah.
The maddest things, you know. Anyway, if anyone has any stories, again, tweet us, Instagram. What's our Instagram? The Grog and the Martin podcast, something like that.
Think
probably
so,
deactivated now, the thing's so dead.
No, I checked it earlier. Hold on, I want to say one more thing about me speaking shit into existence. Remember a few podcasts back, I talked about 5G.
Yeah.
Look at all the 5G popping off now. I've been talking about this shit for a time.
5G being cancerous and killing people.
That's bullshit.
Load of bollocks.
Big bollocks.
I think that's it for season 17, episode 92.
Redemption arc, is it?
Yeah. We'll see how it goes, you know. We'll see what's going on. Yeah. Let us know. Give us feedback, as always. Rate our podcast on iTunes. Apple Podcasts, whatever. Actually, you know, all of our podcasts have over 100 plays now. Took us a while to get the last few yet, but all of them have over 100 plays now.
Not bad.
Still the mental health podcast number one.
Is it?
That
went big.
You know, it's number two, though, and I'm proud of the name. Actually, I think you came up with the name. But
I think I know what it is.
Madeline in the streets, Michael in the sheets. Legendary. Big Bill O'Hurley on the cover.
Disgraceful.
What a disrespect to Bill.
I should look.
Listen, right. We'll wrap it up. Hang on, still 1%. Hang on.
What?
1% of our listens.
Bermuda.
Indonesia.
Ah, fuck.
Indonesia. Less than one for Bermuda. Portugal and Australia and the Netherlands are up there as well. But actually 1%.
Barely.
Of our listens.
I think that could be my uncle.
Oh, you were saying, yeah.
Yeah.
You were saying.
I forgot where he is at the minute. He's coming back soon, but anyways. Because my auntie and my nephew have came back because of coronavirus. Well, he has to stay there for, I think, probably another 2 or 3 more weeks due to, like, work. But after that,
yeah.
I think that they might be back for good. So, yeah.
Yeah, like, my cousin, his wife works. They both live in Abu Dhabi, Dubai, one or the other. I can't remember. But she works as a nurse.
Yeah.
And they, like, called her back.
Yeah.
But, like, they were on their honeymoon. And that she called her back. And they wouldn't let the husband go with her, though.
Yeah, actually, isn't your brother and his girlfriend in Poland?
Yeah.
How's everything over
there? They're all good.
Is it?
Yeah, it's actually quite... It's less strict over there, but... yeah, they're all good.
It's good there.
They still can't, like, go out and stuff, and but they can't go out, so I think they're a bit lonely at the minute. That's why we're doing, like, loads of quizzes and all with them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Anyway,
there,
right? Stay safe, everybody. We're all in it together, yeah. You know. Let us know if you want us to discuss anything, if you want to give us feedback, if you want to tell us that you want to kill all the old people. If you want to tell us about your spooky ghost stories, let us know.
Yeah.
Peace.
Peace.
The hand of the home invader, lonely raider, moaning he's an absence taker. And holding the hand of the home invader, lonely raider, moaning he's an absence taker. And
if you met him, you never would have guessed. Yes. If you met him, you never would have guessed. Ha ha. If you met him, you never would have guessed.